Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPW number 95. That's Ba'is Pnimi Shir for Women, Shir number 95. Today we're going to talk about, in Sarah Ratcliffe's book, about creating an impression of contentment and positivity and happiness. It's important for a wife, and again, as we always say, for a husband, as we talk about to the husbands. But it's important for a wife in general to appear that she's happy, even though inside sometimes it's not so. Not to say that you don't fake, that you fake things and pretend everything's wonderful when it's not. And there's a time to express hurts and disappointments as well. But overall, the attitude in a marriage is to decide, I'm going to be happy, and when I'm not, I'm going to behave as best as possible to promote a happy and positive disposition. That's a chiyuv of the Torah, to be happy. Be rejoicing in all the good that Hashem has given you. And many people do not realize that their emotional state has a very large impact on those that they live with. If either one of them is suffering from depression, it brings depression into the home. It affects the relationship with their husband, their wife, and with their children. And everyone feels a certain downness around them. That's why it's important that this depression gets treated and worked through, if it's a clinical depression. But in general, when people have blues and bad moods and so on and so forth, it's important to catch ourselves and shift into better moods and even behave that way when we're not feeling that way. And ultimately, we'll start feeling better. Happiness, simcha, is contagious, and it's a chesed, an act of chesed, to be happy around other people, and even to act that way when you're not feeling that way inside. We talked about it in other shiurim, how that is not phoniness. That's actually the most real thing. Chitzonius ma'ireres es ha'pnimius. The internal awakens the external. The external, chitzonius, the external, awakens the internal, which means when you don't feel that way inside, but if you smile, you show warmth, ultimately, the feelings will come afterwards. Pirkei Avos says, "I'm a Kabbalist kol adam save upon him yafais." The positive, pleasant facial expression is equal to giving the person the most treasured gift in the world. So if a wife gives her husband something very valuable, it's precious when she smiles at her husband. A warm smile, it has extreme great value when she simply smiles at him and acts happy around him. It's impossible to always be in a happy mood. But many women are not careful enough to present the basic image of contentment to their husbands. Vice versa, too. It's a two-way street. To promote this happy, pleasant outlook towards each other. Usually when you're courting, when you're dating, almost all women manage to put on a happy face, and the men too, because they realize that the other won't be attracted to depressed people. Or if their main occupation is whining and complaining, you're not going to get your shidduch. The date won't work well, and you won't get married. So you don't whine, and you don't complain, and you don't act depressed. And once they're married, though, they feel, I don't have to put on appearances anymore. Now I could be as miserable as my regular self. But they're forgetting their own wisdom. Men don't want to be around unhappy women. Husbands do not want to be around wives that are miserable, and vice versa. Does it mean that you always have to be like crazily hyper joyous? No. It means a usual pleasant countenance that's peaceful, that's pleasant, rather than feeling harried and tense and depressed or angry or otherwise negative. And even if you have these emotions, you work through it, but the external behavior in the house is to promote the opposite of that. But rather, it should be like the Torah's ways are pleasant. We're B'nai Torah, we're daughters of Torah, we are pleasant. When a husband calls during the day, again, it takes a little effort with this. Sometimes the day is not going too well. So it's normal to express all the difficulties you had during the course of the day. You need to share it. And sometimes that's healthy. You know, I'm having trouble with this or that or the other thing. That's okay from time to time, and he empathizes and so on. But overall, though, even if sometimes, even if you have some stresses, you also had some good points, you share those good points. People don't like hearing so much bad news and what's going on wrong with their life. The Rabbi Vadya Bar Tanura says in some one place, I have to look at the Maror Mokom Akim, says that if the husband confides in his wife and tells her how his friends made fun of him, she too will feel that disgrace in her heart towards him. So wife needs to balance the, if she even has some things that are bothering her, she could express those things. It's healthy, open communication, but balance it with also good, positive things. Happy stories, hakarsa types that things happen, enjoyable experiences. Basically, share the ups and downs with your spouse. We're not saying never to share your downs, but share your ups and downs, not just the downs. Now, if you're really, really, there's a problem, so you work through it. We're not talking about burying things under the rug. And there are periods where it's hard to feel upbeat or relaxed or happy. But again, there's matzavim that happens, but it has to be infrequent and temporary. If it's infrequent and temporary, where there was a major stressful something that's really making a person down, it happens in everyone's life. They pick each other up, and it's you're not yourself. There are situations and tense scenarios where you're not yourself. It's part of normal marriage. It happens. It's part of the storms of a marriage. But that is an exception to the rule. When that becomes the norm, though, there's a problem. Normal marriage partners should be happy to be there in times of need. Be happy to offer support and encouragement, even when things are not so, easy right now. No husband has the desire to be a psychiatrist for his wife or vice versa. They both want mature, healthy, coping adults. Now, if you're constantly troubled and unhappy, then you need hadracha with mentors, with counselors that could help. It's unreasonable to expect your husband to be willing or able to help you overcome serious emotional problems or to feel warmth and closeness to you when you're constantly depressed or troubled. It's not fair to him. It's very unrealistic. Then you need outside help. If there is a real serious emotional issue, you can't expect your husband to cure you. Or the other way around too. You know, a husband's not expected that his wife should cure him. If there's serious emotional issues going on, they have to reach out for professional help. But sometimes a wife has no serious emotional problem but finds herself irritated or upset frequently. Perhaps it's a difficult job or the children are difficult and every day you suffer from this difficulty, so you tend to look unhappy most of the time. So at first the husband's very sympathetic to her plight, but as time goes on, he gets impatient and he starts enjoying her company less and less. So the idea is this balance, though. A wife should want to, and a husband needs to listen to what's bothering his wife. There's no question about it. To share even those downs and to share that's very important. But balance, healthy balance and counteracted with the positive. And if they need work with it, they have to work hard to try to work through that. Misery loves company. At the same time, if they both work on chesed, work together on hakaras hatayif, work together on emuna, they could together work towards creating a more positive atmosphere in the house. They could both tell each other, you know, we both need to be more positive. We both need to express more hakaras hatayif. We both need to, even though there's bumps in life, to treat each other better and to be happy with one another and learn how to be more calm. That is a very important thing. So a husband's infection will increase when a wife is careful to maintain an impression of contentment, balancing the happy things with the unhappy things, sharing the satisfaction with the sometimes dissatisfaction. And we're not talking about everything's great, everything's great, everything's great, I'm always smiley and bury things. No, you should express things that are bothering you, but don't harp on them exclusively. Ups and downs. Mostly important, the past downs. Old issues that crop up again when it's not really relevant anymore and you just throw it in with the kitchen sink. That's very thing. So here's an example. Husband says, "Hi, Devora, I'm home." Wife right away says, "Oh, you wouldn't believe what kind of day I had. I had the craziest day." Okay, once in a while she says this, you know, whatever it is. But if this happens, like always, constantly, I have no idea what I went through today, that's not healthy. However, if let's say, "Hi, Devora, I'm home," and she responds, "Hi, Avram, I'm glad you're back. Do you have time to have a cup of tea with me for a few minutes? The children are playing outside. I really enjoy relaxing with you for a little while." She could start off with that positive, upbeat way. Then they could sit down together if they have those few minutes to talk to each other during, let's say, tea. And then afterwards, if something Taka was challenging in her day, she could express that to her husband as part of a conversation, together with the good things. Here's another way. This is a negative way of doing it. "How are you? How are the children today?" the husband asks. Wife says, "Fine, everything is fine." Husband sees that she looks miserable, says, "You don't really look too happy about it." Wife responds, "I told you everything was fine. If you want to get pushy about it, I'll tell you the truth about everything. Everything was really awful." Okay, that's like sort of the reflexive, defensive way of responding. Instead, "How are you? How are the children today?" And the wife says, "Now you're home, we're all fine. Let's have dinner, let's relax a little bit." Positive. And then later, if she really had a hard day with the kids, something happened, of course she could share it with her husband and they could talk about whatever problem that they have. Husband also has challenging days. Everyone has challenging days. But there's no point in complaining to each other about the same problem every day again and again and again. There needs to be a reframing and working towards a solution-oriented. But the idea is take time to build an affection with your husband. Turn to him as a source of strength and joy after a hard day. You say to yourself, "I will share what's hurting me to my husband and he will listen to me. But first, I want to put up a smiling face, a pleasant disposition, because he must have been in stress too. He also has responsibilities, and I want to share with him his burden, and he will share my burden." Re-energize yourself. Carry on. The pleasant conversations and the warmth and the love help carry on when you have difficult responsibilities and challenges. And working towards this is to create that positive attitude. Does wonders in a marriage. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we develop this, and if we work on it, even though it may be hard initially, especially if they both work together to maintain a more positive avir in the house, atmosphere in the house, it will do wonders in enhancing and improving marriages greatly. Bracha v'atzlacha.